AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us Lindsay Garcia of House of Morrow. We've got a special partnership that we're talking about here this morning with House of Morrow and also with Walnut Elementary School.
Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So let me ask you here, before we start talking about what's going to be taking place here a little bit later on, the way it sounds here, early next month, what's your role here with House of Morrow?
So I'm a board member on House of Morrow, and all of us bring different skills to the board. And one of my key skills is getting the literary community involved. So with House of Morrow, we decided that we were going to do a creative writing program with Walnut Elementary School this year. So I was able to develop a program for that and went in twice a week for 5 weeks, teaching creative writing and bringing in some other creatives to help teach the kids about creative language with poetry, with music, with visual art, as well as how to present the writing that they created.
Outstanding. So how long did it take you and your other creatives, as you say, to develop what's going to be taking place the way it sounds here coming up next week?
So next week, the culmination of this program, we will have a book launch event. We developed an anthology, and it has been a couple months in the works where we are publishing at least one piece of each student's writing. There were 42 students. And next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Clint Boyer Building, each of the students will be reading the piece that they are having published, and we will have the books for the students, and we'll have some books for sale that serve as a fundraiser for Walnut Elementary School and House of Morrow, so we can hopefully continue to do this program in the future.
Well, that's, that is really neat. Well, Lindsay Garcia is in talking about upcoming House of Morrow literacy program. Let's talk about the House of Morrow for those who don't know exactly what this is, Lindsay. Give us a little background on the house.
Sure. So House of Morrow is an arts and services fund under the Emporia Community Foundation. So we try to do everything from face painting activities to events like this and programs like this to some basketball events. We just want to get primarily the underserved youth involved in something creative and positive. But really, we hope to have an effect that's broader than that.
Is this kind of your first partnership here with a local school? Or maybe you've got another partnership or other partnerships that have already developed, and this is just basically kind of more of what we can see from House of Morrow and local schools in the near term?
Yeah, so House of Morrow is pretty young still. We have been doing this for about a year, so this is the first partnership of this sort, and we're hoping to bring it either back to Walnut or to other elementary schools. And we really hope to develop our programming to be something beyond House of Morrow, perhaps getting other organizations involved to implement programs like this and other programs in other elementary schools in Lyon County and across Kansas.
Gotcha. You mentioned here about the Emporia Community Foundation. What other partners do you have specifically for this with Walnut?
So one of the major things that made this program happen was the United Way United for Racial Equity grant, and that provided the majority of the funding for this program.
Okay.
And we've also partnered with Meadowlark Press. I work with Meadowlark Press. It's a local independent press.
Cool.
And we are publishing the book locally, and we've also partnered up with Chester Press, the printing company in town, to print the books, but we also had them provide notebooks and custom pens to give each of the students at the beginning of the program. So really, it's been a huge community effort.
Sure, absolutely. And I'm very curious. We're going to probably have, I have two kids at Walnut right now, so we'll see what, they haven't told me they're submitting anything yet, but I'm kind of curious, you know, when the kids step up to the microphone, just how nervous they might be to read their stuff. It's still, though, it's not only is it a cool deal when it comes to, you know, the creative writing side of things, but this is a great opportunity and kind of a great learning experience for the kiddos, too, that you have set up.
Absolutely. We hope so. We hope that they've learned a few things. Really, we would just want to instill a passion in them for being curious about language and expressing themselves. And hopefully for the nerves next week, we had Casey Hastings come in, and she's the theater professor at the high school, or theater teacher at the high school, and work with the students through how to get over stage fright and work through your nerves and whatnot. So hopefully they're practicing that.
Indeed. All right, remind us the when and the where and how this is going to lay out here next week.
Next Tuesday, 6 p.m., the Clint Boyer Building. It's free and open to the public. And we're going to have some of the adults talk about the program, and then all of the students will do a reading, and we'll just mingle and celebrate the kids' accomplishments.
Well, sounds like very fun. Lindsay, thanks for sharing the information with us here this morning.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Lindsay Garcia talking about an upcoming House of Morrow literacy program at the Boyer Building involving literacy and Walmart Elementary, or Walmart, Walnut, I should say, Walnut Elementary School. Chuck?
Yeah. Don't forget, too, that we can probably shoehorn you in a little bit. We got a couple of actually groups.